These three billionaires cannot stop buying Bitcoin. Is there a reason why BlackRock, Michael Saylor, and the trillion-dollar bank Standard Chartered continue to buy Bitcoin as the world believes we're about to enter a recession? We've seen record buying from these three, but why now? We're going to dive into the buying first and then get into the real reason why they might be buying right now. So with all that, let's dive into some of this buying with my good buddy Luke. First, BlackRock is putting out this great report all on Bitcoin, how it's a unique diversifier into an investment portfolio. They gave a 9-page breakdown. That's absolutely insane to think about, that the biggest asset manager in the world is now releasing a report of 9 pages all about Bitcoin and how it used to be a risky asset. But now that they think it, you know, deserves place in everybody's portfolio. So Luke, what's going on, my man? Don't you think this is absolutely bonkers that we're seeing BlackRock dive in headfirst into Bitcoin by releasing this big 9-page breakdown?
Yeah, so they have a really cool link on this page here that takes us to the 9-page report. And I really want to show the people a couple of the really cool charts they have. They have a really cool matrix about halfway down this report. It's all sorts of different colors. And it's actually showing us on the right-hand side of this matrix that 60 days after a crisis, Bitcoin is the best performing asset in every single crisis that we've seen since 2020. So a lot of people say Bitcoin's a risk-on asset. But the reason BlackRock has titled this report Bitcoin, a unique diversifier, is because after every crisis, they have six of them that BlackRock has studied, Bitcoin's been the best performing asset 60 days after that crisis. So can you see all of those different events there, Brandon, in this table that BlackRock has studied?
Yeah, you can. So it's the US-Iran escalation, COVID outbreak, the 2020 election challenges, Russia invading Ukraine, the banking crisis, and the yen carry trade. But the yen carry trade doesn't have the 60-day returns just yet. You've seen the 10-day returns, and Bitcoin simply was flat on that noise. So, you know, with all that too, I mean, I think it's super interesting that this is what they're highlighting here, is that, you know, Bitcoin not only is absolutely outstanding in the long term, but in the short term, after all these crises, Bitcoin is performing very well. So what does that mean, Luke? Are they hinting towards another crisis here coming soon? I mean, we've got the election. We've got a bunch of different news here that we're going to line out that could add to a potential swing in Bitcoin in one direction or the other. But I do think it's interesting that BlackRock is highlighting this specifically, that, you know, 60 days later, Bitcoin's the best performing asset in all of these scenarios. And I think it's going to continue to be the case here going forward.
Yeah. So I think it's a very, very controversial thing to say Bitcoin's a risk off asset. So many people call Bitcoin this speculative risk stock. Oh, it's only a risk on asset. It's just like higher beta on the NASDAQ. This is what most macroeconomic bros think about Bitcoin. They don't actually think, okay, hang on a minute, this could be a risk off asset. Like our friend Greg Foss has been calling Bitcoin for a number of years now. Great to have Fossey back in the Bitcoin community. But I think for BlackRock to release this report now, it's really interesting because the Fed just pivoted recently. So a lot of people are saying maybe we're going to see a recession, and BlackRock releases this report. And they say, well, actually, in any scenario, Bitcoin's a great asset. It's a unique diversifier, and it's the best performing asset in history. They released a really cool little chart in that 9-page report showing that Bitcoin has, you know, returned like 800,000% returns since inception. So it's really cool. What are your thoughts, Brandon?
I mean, I think it just makes sense. And I found that chart as well of what you're describing here. So, I mean, I think it just makes sense. It's the best performing asset since its creation. And I think it's going to continue to be that way. I mean, at this point, what can you bank on here, Luke? I think you could bank on the US dollar inflating away and Bitcoin as the true scarcest asset in the world to keep appreciating against a deflating currency. So, an inflating currency. So I think at this point in time, you know, I mean, I think it's like an absolutely no-brainer. BlackRock is now diving headfirst into Bitcoin since offering these ETF products. And And I think they're just seeing the benefits. A lot of corporations are starting to see this. A lot of institutions are starting to see this. And a lot of countries are starting to see this and starting to look into Bitcoin. So I think that this is the trend that's going to be going forward, and a trend that we're going to see shooting forward a lot of different companies, because we've seen the success that, you know, our good friend Michael Saylor has had, right? Michael Saylor, the Giga Chad that he is, has now bought more Bitcoin, and MicroStrategy's stock has now popped up 8% more. And since all of this, since MicroStrategy has implemented its Bitcoin purchasing strategy, it's the best performing stock in the S&P 500. Just given the day, it might have lost to NVIDIA or whatnot, but either way, it's the number one performing stock in the S&P 500 since implementation of this. And so I think more are just seeing the value of holding Bitcoin, not only on their balance sheet, but buying now. But I do think it's interesting that we're seeing all of these companies and people coming out with these reports right now. I mean, there's a lot of various macro factors here, but I don't think that any of these macro factors are really the real reason why they're coming out now. Luke, why do you think that they're coming out with these reports right now?
So again, I think we kind of alluded to it earlier in the introduction. There's a special reason for why all of these big boys are getting really interested in Bitcoin right now. And that is because of this thing that we call Uptober. So that, of course, is a slang term for, October. And typically, Bitcoin performs really, really well in the month of October. Okay, there you go. Brandon's got the chart. I was distracted trying to find a chart as I was talking there. But there you have it. Look at that. That's a sexy chart. That is showing that, wow, is that 8 out of the last 10 times October has been green for Bitcoin, averaging 22.9% returns. That's incredible. A median return of 27%. So what does that look like for Bitcoin? If history repeats, we should see Bitcoin pump by 23%. Let's do some quick maths. The people love it when I do quick maths on the live stream, Brandon, because I always make a mistake, okay? But here we go. We got 64,000 times 1.22, so that's 22%. If history repeats, we're looking at a $78,080 Bitcoin. That's what we're looking at. Okay, so I'm pretty bullish. What do you think about Uptober, Brandon?
Hey, Luke, I mean, I think the numbers don't lie here, but I think, you know, this chart is a little bit difficult to see in November because it's just highlighting Uptober. But if you look to the right here, the average for November, it's a little bit more volatile. It does have 4 negative months, but the average increase in November is 46.8%. The median's only 8.8 because of some of those downward swings. So I know it's a little tough to see there. Maybe I can make it a little bit bigger. But, these right here, I mean, Luke, it seems like Bitcoin is poised for blowing off the top towards the end of the year. And I don't think, like we said, it's because of any strict, potential events or anything like that. I think that Bitcoin's showing a lot of signs here that, it's ready to blow its top off. And I think others are starting to take notice here, Luke. I think, we've even had, like we alluded to earlier, Standard Charter has said, not only is it doesn't matter who necessarily wins the victory or wins the United States election, but they see with all these macro signs that Bitcoin is poised to blow the top off. So it's not just us throwing out this crazy hopium here, Luke, as to, us thinking that Bitcoin in Uptober is really the real reason why we're going to take off. But all these big giant money managers are starting to see the writing on the wall as well. So I think we're poised for a huge Q4, and a big Uptober, as we love to call it here.
I tell you what, Brandon, something's about to blow because I'm getting bullish with all of these bloody bullish articles we're going through today. I couldn't agree more. I think it's really, really big for Bitcoin. If history repeats, I didn't know that the average return for November was, 46%? Is that what you said, Brandon? Because those are pretty mind-boggling numbers for Bitcoin to be averaging a return. Look at that. Like you say, it's getting overshadowed there by that highlighted October. But my goodness, what should we be naming November?
I'm not sure. I mean, it is a little, it does have a few little more red months, and it's a little bit more volatile. But if you look at the averages of the every other month, October, 22.9%, and November, 46.8%. Those are head and shoulders above every other month that there is when it comes to just averages since Bitcoin existence. And so I think all of these, all these smart people, see the writing on the wall here. And, we see MicroStrategy just continuing to stack as much Bitcoin as they possibly can. And now they've even just surpassed GBTC on their Bitcoin buys. So I think everybody is seeing this. They've seen the trends. It's not hard, right? I mean, you're just looking at these numbers. I'm just a guy showing some data here. But how can you not get bullish when you see this? And when you see, a billion dollar bank like Standard Charter release a report about how they think Bitcoin's undervalued currently and how they could see it blowing the top off its next all-time high. So I think that all these articles and everything here is not just hopium, Luke. I think it's supported by the data, man. And it just gets me bull-tarded up for what's ahead here in October.
I'm very bull-tarded up as well. I don't know if you can give me permission to share my screen, but I've got in front of me an absolute list of times that Standard Chartered has come out and they've just been enticing the Bitcoin bulls. Now, this is important because a lot of people say, okay, Standard Chartered, who cares? They're just a trillion-dollar bank saying bullish things about Bitcoin. But no. Let's have a look at the dates of when Standard Chartered has been pumping Bitcoin and coming out with bullish price predictions. April 2023, July 2023, March 2024, April 2024, September 2024. If you have a look at a chart, you actually be able to see on this chart, I've put some vertical white lines on there signifying when Standard Chartered has been, getting out there and getting really bullish on Bitcoin. And if you have a look at it, they've been bullish since when Bitcoin was like all the way back under $20,000, all the way back here in early 2023. I mean, that's a terrible arrow. I apologize for the listeners having to subject themselves to that. But I mean, this is not just another bank getting bullish on Bitcoin, pumping their own bags like we're seeing a lot of the ETF issuers do. What we're seeing is somebody who, I'm just going to stop with these arrows, Brandon. You can just tell me to quit art school whenever you want. But I'm super bullish because Standard Chartered has been directionally correct. When Bitcoin was at 20K, 25K, it's very difficult to say we believe Bitcoin's going to $100,000 by the end of 2024. That was their first prediction, okay? But they have been proven right. It is September 2024. We're at $65,000. How many people in early 2023, when Bitcoin was under 25, were predicting that we would be back at all-time highs the next year? Nobody. Everybody would have said, Bitcoin's a bit slow in the year of its halving. The BlackRock Bitcoin ETF launch is a top. That's exit liquidity. That's what everybody was saying, all the macro doomers. No. Bitcoin has pumped. Bitcoin has proven everybody wrong again, except for Standard Chartered. They have been right. And they continue to be vindicated, which is why I think we should be listening to what Jeff Kendrick says from Standard Chartered.
Exactly. Yeah. Standard Chartered, Michael Saylor. These are some of these guys that have been absolutely right throughout this entire time. And they continue to be proven right. I mean, if Michael Saylor's track record isn't, proven for itself, I mean, it's the best performing stock. And like, look, what did MicroStrategy actually do? Yeah, I mean, they had a solid software business, but Michael Saylor has even come out and said that he was in the process of, maybe retiring. He had been an S&P 500 founder, CEO for 30 years. He hadn't really found anything. Then he found Bitcoin and it's rejuvenated him and it's rejuvenated his career and it's made him an absolute legend in the space. And so I think that, more are just going to keep track of what is going on here. And as my good friend Matthew is saying here in the chat, smash that like to come and help me and Luke putting out some of these giga chat and super bullish things for you here. But, what I think is really powerful about the Bitcoin space, Luke, is that you can really take, ownership of your bank. You could be your own bank and you could do that by utilizing Stampseed. A punch plate where, it's strictly in titanium. I'm in Tampa, Florida here. We're worried about getting hit by this hurricane while I'm bringing this to you. But a Stampede punch plate could survive all that, Luke. It won't get ruined by water. It won't get ruined by that. You shouldn't have your seed phrase and your entire wealth stored in paper, but get it on a titanium punch plate, and you can utilize promo code GREENCANDLE to get 15% off your entire order. And not only that, you can store it using a foundation passport. So you could go to foundation.xyz, go get a passport. They've got a great Envoy app. They've even got a concierge service or a vault service if you would like to do that, where you could, if self-custody is a little intimidating, you can do that all with them, and they would help you out. And you can use promo code GREENCANDLE to get $10 off your entire order. And you can take control of your financial sovereignty and really, you know, become your own bank and use the true power of Bitcoin and realize what all these Giga Chads here are doing, right? Right before October, right before Moonvember, as somebody in the chat, I think, said, we've got great things ahead of us. And I think you can utilize the true power of Bitcoin by holding it in self-custody.
Couldn't agree more, dude. Check out Stampede. Use that promo code. Was it Green Candle?
Yep. 10? Green Candle for both. Green Candle for both.
Nice and easy. I don't think a lot of people are taking enough care with their self-custody. And I think, like you say, Brandon, use those amazing Bitcoin-only products to do that.
Exactly. All right. Well, thank you guys for joining in. And let's get bullish. See you guys all at the next one.
Adios.